Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Luke Burbank and Paula Poundstone are tied for first. They both have 3 points each, and Firuze Dumas has 2.
All right. So, let us begin with you, Firuze. You're in third place. You go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Because of his position on climate change, on Thursday, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg endorsed blank for president.
Obama.
Yes. On Wednesday, China put forward a proposal designed to end the conflict in blank.
In Ohio.
No, in Syria.
I like your answer better.
Because of his actions during the Jerry Sandusky scandal, the former president of blank has now been charged with perjury.
Penn.
Yes, Penn State. Because he refused to sign a letter apologizing for the failure of their new maps feature, an executive at blank was asked to resign.
Apple.
Yes. The California DMV admitted that it gave a driver's license to a man who said on his application form that he was blank.
Blind.
Yes. Because of low ratings, it was announced this week that CNN host blank's daytime talk show will not be renewed.
Oh, Anderson Cooper?
Yes. Responding to a call from concerned residents, police in Iceland arrived at the scene of an abandoned property and broke up a blank.
Ice fight.
No, a cat party. The headline in the Icelandic newspaper read, "Police break up cat party." Reading that, you think cat party must be a term for something else. Something involving Snooki's porch, perhaps. But no, it was a party of actual cats. Police found 2, possibly 3 cats at the scene, so even if it was a cat party, it wasn't a particularly good cat party.
Ain't no party like a cat party, because a cat party don't stop. I mean, that's common knowledge.
Carl, how did Firuze do in her very first ever fill in the blank?
Firuze had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 12 points and has the lead.
All right. Well done. We flipped a coin. Paula has elected to go third, so Luke, you're up next. Fill in the blank. Penguin Random House is the totally boring name of the new publisher created by the merger of blank and blank.
Penguin in Random House?
Yes, to raise money for hurricane relief, a telethon featuring Bruce Springsteen, Bon Jovi, and other musicians with strong ties to blank aired on Friday.
New Jersey.
Yes, this week a Chinese government think tank urged the leaders there to end China's one blank policy.
Child.
Yes, because of her appearances during Mayor Bloomberg's press conferences, Bloomberg's blank has developed her own fan base.
Sign language interpreter.
Yes, she's awesome. In the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, Newark Mayor Cory Booker tweeted, quote, "I believe in you. I know this is a problem you can handle," to a person whose problem was blank.
Was running out of batteries on their Xbox.
No, almost. Ran out of Hot Pockets.
Oh, I knew it!
To defend his calculations, political pollster Nate Silver bet MSNBC's Joe Scarborough $2,000 that his predictions for blank are right.
The presidential election.
Right. 3 games on Tuesday night kicked off the start of the new blank season.
NBA.
Right. Rock stars are known for having entourages, roadies, and groupies, but this week we found out that Justin Bieber has a blank.
Personal wig assistant.
No, he has a tour hamster. You might have thought it was just an urban legend that Justin Bieber had a tour hamster, but no, it's true. The Canadian toddler has adopted a hamster into his entourage, making it the first time there's been a group with a hamster in it in which the hamster is not the cutest member. It's a perfect pet for him. Like Justin Bieber, the hamster is adorable, has thick, silky hair, and is prone to intersexual aggression and cannibalism. They have a lot to talk about. Carl, how did Luke do in our quiz?
Luke had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 15 points, and Luke has taken the lead.
Very well done. All right, then. So,
yes.
How many, then, does Paula need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
All right, Paula. Let's see if we can get that win streak going again. Here we go, Paula. This is for the game. In spite of the damage from Sandy, officials say there are no plans to postpone Tuesday's blank.
New York Marathon.
No, Tuesday would be the election. The marathon is Sunday.
Oh, sorry.
In the biggest gain in 8 months, private companies added almost 160,000 new blanks in October.
Customers? Jobs.
Jobs, yes, jobs. This week, the Kremlin denied reports that Russian President blank was injured while hang gliding with cranes in September.
Putin.
Right. When asked whether the San Francisco 49ers win on Monday, restored team confidence, Coach Jim Harbaugh said blank.
Yes, indeedy.
No, he said, there never was a question there. That's just a lot of gobble, gobble turkey. Just gobble, gobble, gobble turkey from Jive Turkey Gobblers, unquote. Because of the hurricane on Monday, Jimmy Fallon and David Letterman did their shows without a blank.
They did their shows without an audience.
That's right. Cineworld Cinema in Nottingham, England, has apologized to 25 families who attended a screening of Madagascar 3 for accidentally blanking.
Were poisoned by the popcorn.
No, they accidentally were shown Paranormal Activity 4 instead. 2 minutes of the horror film was all it took to make the parents grab their screaming children and literally run from the theaters. Said one parent, it was enough to scare them for life. The theater gave them all refunds, invited them to a later showing of Madagascar 3, which unfortunately just traumatized the children more than Paranormal Activity 4 had. Carl, did Paula do well enough to win?
Paula needed at least 6 to tie, but Paula had only 3 correct answers. So, with 15 points, Luke Burbank is this week's champion.
Well done, right, Luke. In just